The Maricopa County Community College District Governing Board is waiting for the results of an investigation into several allegations from an employee group, the most serious being an allegation that someone in the system's HR department tampered with the signatures on a policy document. KJZZ's Carrie Young has been following the story and joins me. Hey, Carrie.
Hi, Mark.
So can you give us a little more background on the story? What exactly is the district being accused of here?
So all of this came to light at the Governing Board's February 28th public meeting when the employee group known as the Classified Staff Council, or CSC, delivered a presentation. Leaders of their group came forward with three allegations. The first was that someone from the Human Resources Department was monitoring emails of a CSC email distribution list that was assumed to be confidential. The second allegation was that a Human Resources staff member improperly demanded the CSC remove one of their members from a district committee. And then the third and most serious is an allegation that a district official tampered with an employee policy document.
Now, what exactly do you mean by tampered?
Well, in this instance, the accusation is that someone in the HR department essentially copied and pasted signatures. So to give you a little bit more background on this, it all revolves around an update or a memorandum of understanding that employee group leaders signed with district officials over their reduction in force policy. Now, when the CSC president, Chris Bliss, walked the board members through the issue in the February meeting, the chain of events went like this. A version of the MOU was signed by employee group leaders in February of 2015. In June of 2015, the vice chancellor of HR did sign that with some strikeouts of the negotiated language. Then in October, the employee group leaders requested a clean copy of that MOU be created and then signed, and that eventually happened in early 2016. Now, the issue is that in early February of 2017, so this year, a member of the CSC found a copy of the policy online, but Bliss says that was not the version that was signed. Here's some of Bliss's presentation describing what happened.
None of the employee group leaders signed the document presented here, yet their signatures and dates, which match those affixed to version 1 that they signed in 2015, appear with it as though they signed and agreed to version 3.
And Carrie, you were at this meeting when this all happened, right?
I was.
So what was the board's response?
Well, it was Governing Board President Alfredo Gutierrez who responded during the meeting. He said the allegations were, quote, beyond forgery, calling them scandalous and explosive. He said, to his knowledge, board members didn't know this was going on before the meeting. And when I followed up with Gutierrez on the phone yesterday, he added that the board acted immediately to find out more.
We held a special meeting days thereafter, and with the chancellor, agreed to hire an independent law firm to conduct a full investigation.
He says what happens in response to the allegations will depend on what the investigation shows, and Gutierrez says that report is expected in the next 10 days. I'll be sure to follow up with all of that as soon as it unfolds.
And we should, of course, mention that KJZZ is licensed to the Maricopa Community College District. That's KJZZ's Carrie Young. Thanks, Carrie.
You're welcome.